From listener-supported KTOO, welcome to Juno Afternoon. It's Wednesday, September 27th, 2023. I'm your host, Boston Christopher Gunavchij Hawa, for joining the conversation. On today's show, we'll chat with the Juno Jazz and Classics about their fall music festival happening next week. We'll have another musical preview with the Con Brio Chamber Series concert happening this Saturday. And on today's show, if you're a garlic lover, the Juno Garden Club invites you to the Garlic Lovers Potluck this Saturday. And we'll have a preview of the October event offerings from the Juno Public Libraries. Those conversations, music, and more coming up this hour on Juno Afternoon.
Support from Hanson Gress. Seeking curious people who like technology, network engineering, and customer support. Opportunities for those who thrive on problem solving. Details at hansongress.com/careers.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com.
For over a century, Filipinos have shaped the community of Juno. But how did we get here? And why do we stay?
I'm just here to try and make sure that this organization, that effort that people put into making this community vibrant and what it is today, doesn't falter.
Listen to KTOO's new podcast for stories from Juno's Filipino community. Manga Cuento premieres October 6th. Find it at ktoo.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a little Groove Ready from Chelsea Green and The Green Project. You're listening to community-supported Juno Afternoon on KTOO at 104.3 Juno, 91.7 Juno Auk Bay, and online at ktoo.org. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. Last weekend, Juno enjoyed the awesome Auk Rock Indigenous Music Festival, and next week, another festival is happening. It's the Fall Music Festival offering from Juno Jazz and Classics. You might remember earlier this year, they brought Julia Keefe's Indigenous Big Band to Juno as part of the Spring Festival. What a concert that was. Well, next week, they are welcoming, who we're listening to right now, Chelsea Green and The Green Project, and many more. Here to give us an update and last looks before next week are Sandy Fortier and Rachel Disney from Juno Jazz and Classics. Gunavchij for you both being here today on this lovely rainy day in Juno.
Thanks, Boston. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad we made it in.
Yeah, how are you? How's everything going for the prep for the festival?
Feeling really good. We're excited.
Good. That's going to be so great. So I want to just mention that last week's Culture Rich Conversations show, which is an ongoing feature of Juno Afternoon, their guest was Chelsea Green, and they did a fantastic deep dive for the whole hour about Chelsea's background, history, and Black lived experience as a musician. She is so excited to come to Juno, by the way. And you can check out that full show at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon, and I'll link to it in today's web post as well. So, Sandy, let's just start with that. Will you tell us a little bit about Chelsea Green and The Green Project?
Right. So Chelsea Green is a violin player. She actually started on viola, now plays violin, and she plays jazz, funk, kind of blues, and on violin with all these special effects. The group behind her is amazing. And so that's our jazz offering this fall, is Chelsea Green and The Green Project. So she'll be playing at Jazz at the Jack on
Jazz at the Jack. I
love
it.
Jazz at the Jack.
Great name.
I know. Great name, right?
Yeah,
easy.
Yeah.
You know where it's at.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting, although it's not just straight jazz. So I think that anybody who likes live music, and if you like some funky stuff, as we were listening to when you did the lead.
Yeah, that had like, I mean, it's called Groove Ready, and it just has such a great, just a great sort of riff to it. And it's just kind of, she mixes and mixes and fuses and does all the stuff. She also sings. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be cool too. So that's just going to be really fun. Okay. So the entire festival is happening next week over the course of like 6 nights. Let's run down it quickly, because I think it starts on Monday with like an open rehearsal or something. Mm-hmm. So give us like the layout of the week.
So we're going to start out really light with an open rehearsal with the Calder Quartet. That's our classical group that's coming in. And it's a really great way, especially for people who play instruments, but even if you don't play an instrument, to get a backstage look at how these professional performers rehearse and practice and prepare for these shows. And then you're going to see them the next night performing the things that they were rehearsing on Monday.
So oh, that's really fun.
It's really fun. Zul Bailey will probably be there also rehearsing, because they're going to be doing a Boccherini quintet together. And that show is Strings Shuka Hit. It's going to be Tuesday, October 3rd at 5:30 and 7:30. So we have two shows happening on Tuesday with the Calder Quartet.
Okay, that's cool. And so, and the open rehearsal, that is, there's no charge for that. I maybe put a donation down the door if you want to or something, but that's really open to anybody to come and just kind of, like you said, see behind the scenes and how it gets put together. And a band or a quartet sort of rehearsing in a new space for the first time, right? Is that the first time they'll be in there?
Well, it'll be the first time that they're, well, so they're actually going to be rehearsing at, or the open rehearsal will be at Resurrection Lutheran Church. So it won't be in Shuka Hit, the rehearsal.
Okay.
The show will be in Shuka Hit, but it will be the first time that they're rehearsing here in Juneau, and then Zul will be there as well, because they have to get together and rehearse together with
Great.
Zul.
Okay. And so Resurrection Lutheran Church on Monday night, what time does that start again?
At 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, open rehearsal.
And it's free.
For the Calder Quartet, and then there's no charge, so that's kind of cool. But then you can see them in their performance at the Shuka Hit the next night, which is, that's really cool too. Like, that space is going to be amazing to hear that in, yeah?
Yeah. It's beautiful in there. The acoustics are so good for the wood instruments, and you stick the cello end pin in the stage there and it reverberates through the whole space.
Oh, so wow.
That's really nice.
And tell us, for those who may not know, where is Shuka Hit?
It's in the Walter Sobeleff building, downtown. SHI's Walter Sobeleff building.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, great. It's easy to find then.
Yeah,
parking.
You just go in through the double doors.
Yeah,
and
the
we'll
big
be
double
right
doors.
There.
The giant building that's so beautiful. And there's this great space in there. And if you haven't ever been in there, it is amazing.
It really
so that's
is.
Good.
It is pretty small. And so that's why we have two shows. But that is one that we're telling people to get your tickets early for, because we can fit about 90 people in there. So it's small.
Yeah.
And we're getting close to selling out the 5:30 show.
Okay, so get your tickets early for the Calder Quartet on Tuesday,
right.
And that's October 3rd, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, I can't believe it's October already. The summer's over. I don't want it to leave. No, not yet. Okay, and then what's next?
And then on October 4th is Jazz at the Jack. That's when we were talking about with Chelsea Green and the Green Project.
Okay.
And then the next day on so that's Wednesday. Thursday is an off day in Juneau, because they're going to go over to Hoonah and play a concert there. And,
oh, that's so cool.
Do some workshops in the school.
Oh, that's awesome. The Calder Quartet's going to be doing that? Or Chelsea Green. Chelsea Green and the Green Project will be going over there on Thursday to Hoonah.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah, and then Zul's going out to Gustavus. And we do have people that follow these artists out there and see those concerts.
Yeah.
So we have a down day in Juneau.
Some jazz and classics groupies.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you have family in Gustavus or Hoonah, tell your family and friends that there's going to be some musicians out there so they can catch them.
Yeah, absolutely. And then what else is on the docket?
And then Friday, October 6th, is our Putting on the Ritz concert, which is kind of our signature concert, where we have classical for a half and then jazz for a half. And so you get the best of both worlds. And so Zool Bailey will be playing cello in the beginning. And then Chelsea Green and the Green Project will play the second half. And it's fancy. We have food with it. There's a bar. You can dress up if you want.
You don't have to, but it is called putting on the Ritz, right?
Yeah.
So it seems like there could be some tails and some top hats and some fancy dresses and sequins and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. It would be really cool to see what everybody's wearing.
Yeah. Yeah, and then a raincoat over the top of it.
I know.
And then that way you get the reveal when you walk into
space,
right?
That's right.
And where is that happening? That's going to be at the Jack as well?
That one's at Paratovich Hall.
That's at Paratovich Hall. Okay, so that's at Paratovich Hall. And of course, you can go to jazzandclassics.org and it has a whole list of all these events and where they're at, because it seems like there's a different place every night, which is kind of cool because it's kind of going across town and seeing all the different spaces where music can be played.
Exactly. We want to bring the music to people and make it accessible. And so we try to have concerts at different size places. We try to make it to the Valley when we can, so you don't always have to be coming downtown.
Right.
And showcase just what the venues can do and what these artists can do with what we have in Juneau right now.
And absolutely, it gives you a different feel, a different experience, a different sensation being in different places and listening to this different kind of music too.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just want to mention too, a few weeks back, we did like a fuller preview. We played a different cuts from different musicians and stuff like that. So I'll also link to that on the webpage for today. And also I want to mention that next week on Juneau Afternoon, we'll have a chance to visit with some of these artists as we make our way through the week, which will be great. So that's something to look forward to. I think the Calder Quartet will be with us on Tuesday. I think Chelsea will be here on Wednesday, as well as Zool. And then Friday, I think we're going to have
Mike Block Trio,
which is your closer this year, right? On Saturday night?
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about Mike Block.
So the Mike Block Trio is going to be coming in for our festival finale. That is going to be Saturday and the 7th. And Mike Block, the whole trio is really amazing. They're all their own musicians on their own right. Mike has played with Stevie Wonder, The Eagles, Bon Iver, Alison Krauss. So he's done some really amazing, some cool stuff. And I believe the bassist has played for Ray LaMontagne. So just a really cool lineup.
And Mike Block has a Grammy for playing in an ensemble with Yo-Yo Ma.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So we're excited to have them.
So that would
be a good finale.
And where's that one taking place?
The Elizabeth Paratovich Hall.
Okay.
And then, so that's going to be Saturday, October 7th at 7 o'clock at the Elizabeth Paratovich Hall.
So they're kind of a folky group. So it's a cello. Mike Block straps a cello to his chest. He made this thing so he can walk around and play and sing at the same time.
Oh, that's so great. I can't wait to see that contraption.
And mandolin and upright bass. And so you can kind of feel them maybe gathered around one mic doing that funky stuff. We'll see what they end up doing. So it's different. We always try to bring something different than just straight classical, just straight jazz. We like that too. But Juneau doesn't get a lot of out there stuff. So we like to add that in.
That's cool. And so let's talk a little bit about how do I get tickets and stuff? Is there like a package, like a festival package or something?
There is. So you can go to our website, jazzandclassics.org, and the and is spelled out. And we are also doing packages. If you get two tickets or tickets to two concerts, there's a 10% off, and three concerts, it's 15% off.
Oh, so kind of like a pick your own kind of package
kind
of thing.
Exactly.
Oh, that's cool. So you can go to everything, or you can just say, hey, I want to go to these two and I'll still save a little bit of money.
Exactly.
As opposed to getting them at the door.
And we have student and senior pricing too, so you can check those out. But yeah, go to jazzandclassics.org and you can learn about the lineup, learn about all of the shows and get your tickets there too.
That sounds great. Now, I do want to mention too, because I think this is a cool part of it that doesn't necessarily get talked about. Like you said that Chelsea Green's going over to Hoona and she's going to be doing some workshops, but the groups also do workshops here locally as well, right? With the schools?
Yes, we do. We tried. Our goal is to send a musician in every school in Juneau over the fall and the spring festival.
Mm-hmm.
So they do go in and they'll coach the middle school and high school band and orchestra kids, and then they'll do assemblies in the elementary schools.
Oh, that's so fun.
Something we haven't really mentioned yet to anyone is that Mike Block is going to be doing an extensive workshop with JAM, Juneau Alaska Music Matters. And for the finale, if you come to the finale, you might get to see JAM open for them, which is a really cool thing that we can offer
be so cool.
The kids here in town.
Oh, that's so fun.
So they got to open for Simply Three last fall, if you remember, and it went really well. And so we're building on that and giving them that opportunity. And so they'll be opening.
It's great just to sort of be inspiring the next generation. I love that, like, with the older kids, they'll actually get to do some hands-on kind of stuff. And then with the younger kids, just sort of listen and kind of go, oh, wow, I could do that, you know, or that sounds really cool. Especially with the stuff that isn't necessarily, you know, just the, like you said, just the classics or just the jazz. They can be like, oh, I could fuse that up, or I could mix and match, or I could, you know, so they can hear that different kind of stuff. So they maybe they don't get exposed to that. So that's just really good work that I think y'all do, which is really cool. So
yeah, it's probably at least half of what we do. And then we try to get some free events for people. Like the last thing I wanted to mention was the family concert.
We're
talking about that. We have a family concert on October 7th at 10 a.m. at the Mendenhall Library.
Mike Block will be doing that one too.
Okay. Mike Block will be doing 10 a.m. Mendenhall Public Library. We have libraries on today's show, so maybe they'll mention that as well.
Oh, yeah.
But Mendenhall Library, and that's on the Saturday the 7th at 10 a.m., you said?
Yep.
And so, is that open to anybody to show up to?
It is. Yeah.
Oh, that's so
cool. It's geared toward kids, but we always have adults in the back there. I mean, and then you get really inspired and then you want to come to the concert that night.
Of course. Right. The kids will be like, Mom, Dad, let's go.
But right? We're partnering with the library and they're going to have a craft. So the kids can come and do a craft and then a book and music. It's a whole thing.
Oh, that's so fun. And where can you find out more information about that? Is that on the website as well? Or is that just something that is like on your Facebook or whatnot?
It's on the website.
Yeah,
the library should be promoting it. It's probably on their calendar too.
Oh, great. Okay. Awesome. Well, next week, the Fall Music, Jazz and Classics Festival is here. It sounds like it's a nice full docket, full of great stuff. There's some great musicians there. And go to jazzandclassics.org. Glad you don't have Juno in it. Everything's Juno, right? But I mean, it is Juno Jazz and Classics, but your website is just jazzandclassics.org. Sandy and Rachel, thanks so much for coming in. Let's listen to a little bit of Mike Block Trio. This is called Highland Ridge. We'll listen to this as we go out. I'll give you a little taste of Mike Block.
Thanks.
Yeah, gonna cheese. Up next, the Juno Garden Club and its garlicky offering this Saturday. This is Juno Afternoon on KTOO. KTOO would like to acknowledge that we broadcast from the homelands of the Akwan. The Clene Di have stewarded this area for thousands of years. Today, our studios sit on a spot, once part of the tidelands, now covered over with buildings, roads, and parking lots. We recognize those families who traveled to and from these tidelands to fishing and hunting grounds and to gatherings in other villages and still cherish it as an important part of their way of life. for today and for future generations. We'd like to take a moment and say thank you to the individuals who helped us craft our daily land acknowledgement. Gwyneth Cheesh to Vera Starbart, who planted the idea of making it super play specific and guided us on pronunciation. Lillian Petershore, who created so much of the beautiful structure. Ishmael Hope, who gave us additional ideas, and Ernestine Hayes, Bob Sam, and Fran Houston, who gave important feedback. We are grateful to all those offering guidance as we grow as an organization. Juno Afternoon from your listener-supported public media station, KTOO, broadcasting live from the homelands of the Occoquan. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. Time for a little garden talk. This Saturday, September 30th, Garlic Lovers unite as the Juno Garden Club is hosting the Garlic Lovers Potluck, a celebration of garlic and other local produce. Here to share about this is Susan Cox and Pat Harris from the Juno Garden Club, which I, in my research, was founded in 1927.
Correct.
That's right.
Wow. Gwyneth
Cheesh. We're not among the original founders.
Gwyneth Cheesh for being here today. Yeah, really. So, I mean, just that we're going to come up on 100 years of your organization here in just like a short couple years, right? Which is really kind of cool. So tell us a little bit about, before we get into the event on Saturday, tell us a little bit about the Juno Garden Club and what you all do.
Well, thank you, Boston. It's a fun nonprofit organization dedicated to improving Juno through gardening, educating people about gardening, sharing gardening knowledge, and socializing.
That's probably the biggest part of it, really, right?
Yeah, we have monthly meetings fall through spring on Saturdays at the Valley Library usually, and a program. And then in the summer, we do field trips and lots of interesting inspections of various gardens and farms, and learn a lot about all kinds of different kinds of planting year round in Juno. And then we have events periodically like this potluck. But and then one of the biggest things, of course, is being part of the organizations that put on this, what we call the super plant sale at Safeway parking lot in May. That's always the Saturday before Mother's Day.
Yeah, we definitely, I remember we had some folks on for the super plant sale. I love that. I love the name.
Yeah.
So that's great. So you meet once a month on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Did you mention where you all meet?
We meet in the Valley Library, the large conference room.
Okay.
And it's basically September through April. And then in April, we start potting things up to sell at the plant sale in May. And then the summer, we take off for meetings, but we do feel
because
things.
You got work to do in the garden.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the time, right? that's and right. How does one become a member of the Juno Garden Club?
You just pull out a $20 bill or a $20 check.
That's right.
And, a $20 membership fee? That's nothing.
That's right.
Annual dues there, and you can just then come to the meetings and be part of the social scene and do all the things and learn a little bit, right? Because I think it's about learning as well, right?
Absolutely.
That's kind of fun. Okay, so garlic, let's talk about it. It's pressed. It's used in all different ways. It seems to be an obsession in Juno. Is it an obsession in Juno because it's one of those things that can really grow well here?
I think so. And what I love about it is you plant it in the fall and it's the first thing that comes up in the spring. And it's like, okay, my garden's going to go.
It gives you some hope.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And so that's one reason I like it. Plus, I really like eating it.
Yeah, I love it. I love the garlic. So it's interesting that it comes up. When does it come up in the spring?
Well, we've had years where we've had to dig the snow off the top of the bed and take off the plastic, and already underneath it started to grow. So,
oh wow,
it starts, puts roots down in the fall when you just after you plant it, right about this time, and then it'll just kind of lay low until it starts warming up again in the spring.
I see. Okay. Yeah. So now is there a reason that the – is this an annual tradition, the Garlic Lovers potluck?
Almost. We missed a few years, so we had
– we all missed a few years.
This would be the fourth or maybe fifth annual. I think maybe the fourth in person. The last time we did it in person was 4 years ago in 2019.
Oh, wow. Okay.
At Northern Light Church. And then in 2020, in the fall, we did a virtual a picnic, which was great. I mean, everyone obviously stayed home, but we had two great presenters who actually went through PowerPoint and discussion about how to grow garlic, so which is part of the point. Not as fun as being all together and sharing all the garlic food, and then the last couple of years we haven't done it. So,
but it's nice to do this now because people are now going to be planting it, as Pat said, right? So we're going to be putting it into the ground. So you might get some extra tips at the Garlic Lovers potluck, right? You'll get to chat with some other people who are doing it. You also get to sample whatever people are bringing to the potluck as well.
So that's kind of
share recipes. Yeah. And I know that it says it's for other produce as well. So it's basically for people to bring anything that they've grown, right? I mean, it's called the Garlic Lovers Potluck, but really you can bring garlic or, you know, Pat brought me some lovely carrots today. Thank you, Pat. So that was really nice. And a zucchini chocolate cake, which I'm going to eat later. Thank you so much. So what else happens at the potluck on Saturday?
We'll get started with the food, of course, part of the main event. And then Ed Byarski, who owns a gardening business here in town that everyone's familiar with, Ed's Edibles, he will be doing a presentation on how to grow garlic. And it'll be geared toward people who have never done it before and really need to know the nuts and bolts, all the way up to those of us who have tried it and done it for some years now, who can't figure out why ours doesn't grow as big as his.
Well, we need those tips and tricks.
Exactly.
Like, how is that happening? So that would be cool. And it's open to anybody. I think there's, you said on your flyer here, there's no admission charge. You just have to bring a dish with garlic or something you've grown or foraged. And hopefully you'd bring the recipe of that thing that you made so that everybody can be like, I need that recipe, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
I wouldn't say anything you forage because I wouldn't encourage people to bring mushrooms that we may not know.
Something presentable that you have foraged or grown, right?
Something that you would eat yourself.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, don't be pawning off your old recipes and all the stuff that's left in your summer pantry. And you're like, oh, perfect opportunity to get rid of that. No, don't do that. Bring something yummy, right?
Exactly.
And what else do we need to know about this potluck? I see some other notes here that I think are important for people to know.
Well, we'd encourage people to bring their own utensils for serving their dish and also for their own eating pleasure, just so we can spare the landfill from, you know, its ever-increasing height. So we will have some paper goods there for people that happen to forget or isn't convenient to bring their stuff. But we really appreciate it if you can bring your own stuff.
Right. Yeah. And we'll have beverages and I'm sure we'll have lots of food and it will just be a fun time to get together and kind of kick off the fall. And you're right, this is exactly the time now that is perfect for planting, maybe when it's not raining quite so hard as today.
I know, today, wow. I was looking out the window earlier and the trees are just blowing it was wild. So yeah, we're gonna minimize our landfill impact. You're going to bring your own stuff. Beverages will be provided. And if you want more information, on here it says go to Juno or email junogardenclub@outlook.com. Is that the best way for people to ask, if they have questions or something to ask?
Yeah, I respond to that. I run that email, so I'll be happy to answer questions.
One of the president duties, right?
Yes. One of the many.
She does a great job.
Of the Juno Garden
all kinds
Club.
Of things.
Uh-huh. And it's Saturday, September 30th at 5:30 p.m. And where is it at again?
Let me see if I can pronounce it correctly.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Kunahihidi. Sorry, I did practice it a couple times.
It's all good. We're learning.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate that for your land acknowledgement too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Konahidi.
Northern Light Church. Yeah. Yes. Okay, great. Awesome job, Pat. Yes, absolutely. We're all practicing and learning, and it's great. It's great to do. Right. So that's wonderful. And I know you also wanted to quickly mention the Master Gardeners program that's happening on Thursday. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. Yeah. I'm actually the person that's going to be doing that too. So I'm giving that a plug. The Master Gardeners have some experimental plots at the community garden, the Juneau Community Garden, and I volunteered to do that this year. So I've got results on carrot trials, trying different methods of seeding carrots, and two tomato varieties that I've tried, and cover crop results.
Awesome.
So it's just a kind of informational gathering of anybody. Everybody's welcome to that too, but it's at 6 o'clock. At the Juneau Douglas Library.
The Douglas Library, or it also says you can hop on Zoom. You can register alaska.zoom.us.
Correct.
And learn a little bit about that from the Master Gardeners Association. That's awesome.
Right. We're encouraging anybody to come and share your own gardening experiences, successes and failures. I certainly didn't have success with everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, great. Is there any, before we end, is there any gardening tips or anything that we need to know about like right now? Like, is there things I should be remembering to pull out or things I should be getting ready to put in? Or like, what is it that what do we need to be knowing as a gardener today? Not to garden in this weather is one thing probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, avoid the mud.
If your
potatoes are still in the ground, you can cover them and let it dry out a little bit under there before you try to dig them. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a big mud pie.
Soup. Right. Yeah. The things like carrots and beets can also stay in a little longer, till the first frost, and they can actually get a little sweeter. So if you're trying to wait out the weather, obviously you don't want to wait till the ground is frozen solid, but you can wait a little bit. But when you're putting, especially like a vegetable garden to bed, it's good to cover it for the winter so that the winter rains and snows don't drain all the nutrients out of the soil that you spent all summer adding.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Susan and Pat, thank you for coming in today and telling us a little bit. Oh, you got one more thing. Okay, yes, please.
Sure. I just wanted to mention that everyone is welcome to Juneau Garden Club meetings. You don't have to be a member. So the Saturdays at the library, the next one will be October 7th, and we'll have Ginger Hudson from the Arboretum, the manager of the Jensen Olsen Arboretum, will be speaking on gardening for climate change.
Great.
And that's it. The program starts at 3 o'clock on Saturday, October 7th. And everyone's welcome to the potluck and to that.
So, get in there and see if you like the Juneau Garden Club, and then you throw down your 20 bucks, right? You can test it out first, right?
Yeah, that's good. Test it out, and I'm sure you'll love it.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's with you two there, why wouldn't they, right? Absolutely. So thank you for coming in today. It's the Garlic Lovers Potluck this Saturday, September 30th at 5:30 p.m. That's pretty awesome. So Gunnath Cheese for being here today, and good luck with the potluck. And thanks again, Pat, for the carrots. Absolutely. Up next, Combrio Chamber Series presents one of the town's favorites and most talented musicians this Saturday afternoon at the APK. You're listening to Juneau Afternoon on KTOO. Thank you. You're listening to Juno Afternoon from Studio 2K at KTOO. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. This Saturday at 2 p.m., Conbrio Chamber Series presents violinist and Juno Symphony Concertmaster Franz Felkel in recital along with Sue Kazama on piano. Conbrio is the brainchild of Sally Schlichting, and she is here along with Franz to chat about this awesome concert. So, and what are we listening to right now, Franz?
We're listening to Bach's Chaconne from his second partita in D minor. It's the last movement.
Awesome. And we were talking about the person. This is not you playing. This is, no. Say his name for me.
This is Yasha Heifetz playing. I guess I'm his violin grandson. my teacher, Linda Rosenthal, as well as her husband, Paul Rosenthal, I studied with Mr. Heifetz.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just beautiful. And I was mentioning that there's a comment on this that is, it just says like it's an impossibly perfect piece of music. And it's just wonderful to think that this was made by a human, you know, that Bach was able to write this, that this person is able to play it. And you're going to be playing this on Saturday.
Yes. First up on the program is the Bach D minor partita. There's five movements to it. This is the last movement. The first four movements are all traditional French dance movements.
Cool.
And actually, the four movements combined are about the same length as the Chaconne, the last movement. So it's a pretty epic piece. It's really incredible. And it's a pleasure to get to perform it.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be a pleasure for the audience to hear it.
I'm curious, Sally, how did this concert, how did this recital, how did this come about?
Well, this is about the seventh year I've been doing Conbrio Chamber Series. And every year I kind of look around the community for interested musicians or composers who want to do a program. And I pull it together. And so Franz's recital this Saturday is the first for this season. We have another concert on October 15th with a visiting Chicago-based pianist, Phoebe Wu, who's going to play an all-American contemporary program, contemporary composers.
Oh, wow. Now, yeah. Phoebe's been to Juno before, I think, yes?
Has she?
In some capacity. That name sounds very familiar to me. I don't know for sure. But
yeah, she has some Southeast connections, and so she got a grant to do a tour of Southeast Alaska. And,
oh, okay.
This is her program that she's doing.
Oh, that's
doing.
So great.
Yeah, so that's really exciting. And then March 9th, the Icefield Quartet, a new quartet here in town, including myself, will perform an all-contemporary program at the Crystal Saloon.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah. I love it. I love the name, the Icefield Quartet.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
You don't want to know how long it took us to come up with a name. I don't even want to talk about it.
Naming is one of the hardest things, right? It's really hard. I know I've talked to you about this on the show before, but the work that you do to create the Conbrio Chamber Series and to have it been going for so long and to go through the pandemic and still be making it happen, and it's basically you putting it together. That's really inspiring. And I know it's about making sure that Juno is getting a variety of music and being able to hear, different sorts of chamber music, right? And I just think that's really good because it's different than like a large symphony, right? It's a different kind of feel. It's
absolutely
a different kind of sound. I mean, Franz works with the symphony. We see him all the time there. So this is going to be really nice to sort of see a sort of more scaled down kind of, we're going to be in the APK. Are you in the atrium at the APK?
Atrium, that's right.
That's going to sound so good in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's as close to like a giant European cathedral sound that you're going to get here.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it, Franz. That's good.
Wow. It's the APK at the State Museum. It's the APK atrium. And it's, again, it's going to be Saturday, September 30th at 2 p.m. I mean, it's 1 hour. And
it's going to be a little bit longer.
It'll be a little bit longer.
And, you know, Fran should talk a little bit about some of the other pieces.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to ask about the program. Yeah. I just want to mention that it's free of charge, right?
That's right.
Pay as you can. So pop a donation in the bucket when you get there, but there's no, because a lot of times we think of these kinds of events as expensive, and that's really prohibitive for some people, but the ability to be able to go on a Saturday afternoon and hear beautiful music and, you know, throw down a couple bucks into the bucket or whatever is pretty great. But yeah, what else is on this program? What else we got?
So yeah, we'll start with the Bach. And then we'll go into a piece by a modern composer named Arvo Pärt. He is Estonian. The piece is called Spiegel im Spiegel, and which translates to mirror in mirror, and it's referencing the infinite mirror. If you've ever seen those kind of art displays where a mirror is angled and it creates these infinite mirrors. So it's basically the complete opposite of the Bach, where this Bach is very, you know, cranial and heavy and really complicated. This is very, very simple. And it's just kind of, I put it on the program after the Bach on purpose. It's about 10 minutes long and it's just a piece to reflect.
It's a gorgeous work.
Yeah, on what happened or what just happened. And it gives me a chance to also reflect on, you know, as a performer, I just did this major work and I need a few minutes to just be at peace with myself and do that. And it's lucky I can do that while performing at the same time. And then we'll have a short intermission. And then soon I will play Beethoven's Spring Sonata. Sonata number 5, and that's kind of a middle of the road sonata for Beethoven. Nothing too crazy complicated, nothing, you know, too simple. It's just a really, really enjoyable piece to play. Has an absolutely gorgeous slow movement in it. And then because it is Hispanic Heritage Month right now, between September 15th and October 15th, we're going to end the program with three compositions either by Hispanic composers or in the style of a dance brought to us by those cultures. The first one is Estrellita by Manuel Ponce, who's a Mexican composer in the 20th century. And this is an arrangement by Yasha Heifetz, who we heard earlier today. He did quite a bit of these arrangements.
I love the story about this one, where he's on world tour, and he wants to play a piece in every country that he's touring in. And he gets to Mexico and he's like, oh my God, I'm not playing anything by a Mexican composer. And he's sitting in a cafe and he hears somebody playing this little piece called Estrellita, and he scribbles it down and he does an arrangement and then he performs it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's a great little piece. And then I'm doing a piece in the form of Habanera, which is not by a Spanish or Hispanic composer. It's actually by a French composer emulating the style of a Habanera. This piece by Maurice Ravel. And then we'll end the program with a little Fire by a composer named Manuel de Falla, who's a Spanish composer. It's a Spanish dance, and it's really fast, and it's a great piece to end the program with.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be gorgeous. Yeah.
That is so cool. Well, this event is happening Saturday, September 30th at 2 p.m. at the APK. It's Franz Felkel and also Sue Kazama on piano accompanying you. It's going to be more than an hour. We know that now because Franz is telling us that.
There'll be an intermission, though.
And there'll be an intermission. And I just can't, the sound in there is going to be, it's going to be amazing.
It'll be great.
That's going to be really fun. So Sally, is there, after this, what should we look forward to next? I know you went over it a little bit ago, but what's up next after this?
So up next after this is pianist Phoebe Wu on October 15th at the Jack. She'll do a solo piano recital of all American modern composers. And then the next program isn't until March 9th at the Crystal Saloon, the Icefield Quartet. That's Sally Schlichting, Todd Hunt,
Ben Holtz and Elena Levy, we will perform a program of kind of lighter contemporary work.
That's so awesome. But October 15th is right around the corner.
Yep,
for really Phoebe is. Wu.
Yeah,
so where do
I'll
we
be coming back to talk about
yeah,
that.
You definitely will be back yeah. for that. So I know you have a Facebook page, Combrios yeah. on Facebook. Is there anywhere else that we might be able to follow you, or how can we find out more information or get tickets for Phoebe Wu?
You can contact combriochamberseries@gmail.com. And of course, the Facebook page as well.
So, okay, great. Yeah. Yeah, well, great. Thank you so much for coming in today. Gunnath Cheesh, Break a Leg on Saturday. That sounds like a wonderful concert. We're going to go out with, I think it's the last one you mentioned.
Yeah. Yes.
So this is a little bit of fire, as Franz says.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but Gunnath Cheesh for being here. It was really good. And this is called La Vida Brava?
Yeah, Danza Espanol from La Vida Brava.
Okay, great. Awesome. Well, break a leg and we'll see you in a few weeks, Sally.
All right.
Maybe with Phoebe in tow. Yes. We'll see. Okay.
Right.
And up next, our monthly check-in with the Juneau Public Library and its October events. This is Juneau Afternoon from KTOO. Here's that music. Listening to Community Support at Juneau Afternoon on KTOO 104.3 Juneau, 91.7 Juneau Auk Bay, and online at KTOO.org. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. Time once again to chat with the Juneau Public Libraries about their upcoming events. This month, I'm here with Sherry Somerville as Margaret Ludke is out. So, Gunnath Cheesh, Sherry, for being here today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
It's good to meet you. So before we get into all of the October events, which we love to hear about, tell us a little bit about just about you and your work at the library.
So I work in the department called Outreach. And generally speaking, we go out into the community and we bring the library to the community. But we also coordinate a lot of the programs that we're going to talk about here today and make them available to everybody that's interested, as our programs are free and open to all.
That's so cool. And how long have you been working at the library?
I've been there about 4 years.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, there's a lot going on. So let's get into it. Let's figure out what we've got. I can't believe October is here.
I know.
By the way, I mean, it feels like Margaret was just here talking about September events, and now we're already into October. So, but there's a lot of stuff coming up. So what do we got on the docket?
Well, the first thing, on October 2nd, which is a Monday, at the Douglas Public Library, we have a writing workshop called Writing Your Story, Finding Emotional Freedom in Writing. And it is coordinated by Summer Christensen. She's with NAMI Juno. And there will be free notebooks.
Oh.
And she's going to use reflective writing exercises. And the goal is to calm the mind in this fast-paced world of ours, and to feel less alone, and develop writing tools for sharing your personal story.
It's nice. Like, put your phone down, right? And take a little, probably the prompts that she'll give will be, a little, you know, something that will sort of be about calmness, which is kind of cool. So that's great.
Yeah.
And that's at the Douglas Library Monday, October 2nd, which is just around the corner. That's next Monday. And it starts at 5:30. Okay, great. What else we got?
So in coordination with Juno Jazz and Classics.
We were just talking about this. This is so cool. Yeah.
I know, right? And it's going to be a great week. And on Saturday, October 7th, we are going to have a family concert at the Valley Public Library from 10 to 11:30. The doors will open right at 10. There will be a craft available for family members to make musical instruments. And I know, right?
That's so cool.
And if people have tissue boxes they want to donate for that portion there, please bring them in.
We just drop them off at the Valley Library.
At the Valley Library, be great.
Be like, here, this is for next Saturday.
Yes, yeah,
because we're all coming into our end of summer sickness, so I'm sure we have some tissue boxes available. Yeah.
And then the concert itself will start at 10:30. It'll be in that far end of the Valley Library with the fireplace.
Oh,
and
so nice.
The musicians are actually going to read a story too.
Oh, that's so cool. And it says that COPA's donating some treats.
Yes.
Oh, that's so great. Exactly. And that is for all ages, right?
Absolutely.
So, anybody can come to that. It's a great way to get the family out for a Saturday after a Saturday morning, really. Starts at 10 to make a little instrument and then listen to, that's the Mike Block Trio who's going to be closing out the festival. Right. We were just talking about that with the Juno Jazz and Classics folks. So that's really cool. Again, that's next Saturday, October 7th. Okay, at the Valley Library. And I do want to mention that most of the things, I think actually maybe all of them for the library are usually there's no cost.
No.
Right? It's for the community. It's really what the Juno Public Libraries is all about. And like there's writing workshop you can go to and it doesn't cost you nothing.
Absolutely. It's just we keep our doors open and
that's so great.
And we listen to what the community wants too.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, great. All right, what's up next?
This is a new program for us. It is a program for folks who are INCSA Native Corporation shareholders wanting to make a plan in the case of death to make sure that their shares go to who they want it to go to.
Mm.
And that will be on Tuesday, October 10th. There are two different times. There's going to be one downtown from noon to one at the downtown library, and then an evening program 6 to 7 at the Valley Library. And Carla Kasalukin with Huna Totem Corporation is going to be the presenter, and she'll walk folks through what it takes to fill out the form, which is fairly straightforward, and they can fill out the form right then and there and get it completed and ensure that they have things lined up the way they want it to be.
That's really smart, because I think there's probably a lot of questions about that. I mean, not you don't always want to be thinking about this, you know, situation, but in terms of getting prepared, right, and making sure that you're ready for that,
yes.
And to figure out how to do that, because I'm sure that in different, you know, situations, it might be a little more complicated depending upon, because I think like each corporation has maybe a different way that they do things, right? So
they have different forms, but in essence, the forms serve the same function.
Right. Okay. Yes. That sounds great.
For all shareholders from all corporations. So
yes.
It's not
yes.
any particular one.
So even if you're in a corporation that's up north, let's say, you can still come to, if you're living down here, you can go to this event. And there's what's great is you're doing this in two locations, right? You're doing this downtown and also at the Valley on the same day though, which is a Tuesday from next, right? So October 10th.
Yes. And you don't have to attend both of them,
whichever one's more convenient for you. There's one in the daytime at noon and then one at 6 o'clock, right? Okay, great. Correct. That's really great. Okay. And then what else is happening?
So we have a regular chess program that's been going for a little while now, and we have, it occurs on Wednesdays, and we have three dates coming up on the 11th, the 25th, and November 1st. And it runs from 5 to 7:45. It's a drop-in, so you can come in at any time. All skill levels are welcome, so it's just a great time. We do have some chess sets, but if people have their own and can bring it, that is helpful.
That's really good. You don't have to necessarily play on your computer. You can go play real people.
Absolutely, and it's all age levels, and everybody just has a good time, and it's at the Douglas Library.
Oh, man, okay. So I can go get, have a 10-year-old kick my butt at chess if I...
That is possible, depending.
No, it's not. It's definitely what happened. I love chess, but I'm not very good at it. All right. And then there's an author talk coming up.
Yeah. We just had a book club called Trailblazers Book Club, and they read The Unlikely Thru-Hiker by Derek Lugo. And it was very fun. It was out at Sandy Beach. They took a hike and then discussed it. And the author decided that he wanted to make himself available. And so he's going to be on Thursday, October 12th, via Zoom at 5 p.m., he's going to discuss the book with anybody that's interested and then talk about his upcoming book for the Continental Divide Trail that he hiked.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. And then we have a really fun program that we're in the middle of right now, right? The bookmark contest.
Yes. Yeah. It has been going since 1981. Isn't that 81. Incredible?
81. That's so cool. And this is the annual Children's Bookmark Contest.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that and how we get involved.
So it runs until October 15th, and they've already spread it out to the schools and given the materials there. You can pick up the forms at the three branches, and you can also go on the website online and you can find it there right online and print it out yourself. And youth between preschool and 12th grade can do the program. And we encourage using either black pen or a strong dark pencil to do it. And just basically the theme this year is imagining a world with you, but you don't have to use the theme. That's just sort of a springboard if you want some.
Just to get you going,
right,
maybe.
Yeah. Right,
but you can do whatever you want, basically.
Yeah, but just being clean and neat and don't use cartoon characters that are recognizable and just go for it and have fun.
Oh, that's so fun. Okay. And then finally we have?
This is also a new program. We have a scavenger hunt at the Douglas Public Library on Saturday, October 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. And it's also a drop-in whenever it works for you. It's for the whole family. And they can just come in and follow the clues to find items in the library.
That is so cool. What a great series of events for October. And what are you reading right now?
Right now, I'm in between books. I finished The Thru-Hiker, and now I'm looking for something new and inspiring.
I love that. That's so great. Well, thank you so much for being here. For more information, you can, of course, go to juno.org/library. And that has a list of the whole calendar. It has everything on there, all the things you need to know, everything we ran down. So if you missed something, that is the place to go. And I'll put a link to the Juno Library website on the notes for this, the post for this page today. But anyway, that is so great. Well, thank you so much for being here. Sherry Somerville from the Juno Public Library.
Thank you for having me.
Gwyneth Cheesh. We'll do it for today's Juno Afternoon. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Juno Afternoon airs Tuesday through Friday at 3 p.m. right here on KTOO Juno 104.3 and KAUK Juno Auk Bay 91.7. Hello, out the road. Programming note, there will be no culture-rich conversations or Juno Afternoon tomorrow, but we will be back on Friday with more conversations. Find the show online at kto.org/JunoAfternoon, where you can listen to episodes, subscribe to the podcast, give us some feedback or ideas, or find out how to be a guest on the show. Our theme music is by Indian Agent. Juno Afternoon is a project of the KTOO Arts and Culture team. I'm Boston Christopher, producer and host of the program, with help today from Aaron Tripp. Thanks to all my guests for today, and have a fantastic Juno evening.